My dad died. Auntie Nessa thinks we should have a party to celebrate his life. She said the funeral was too formal and the scattering of the ashes too gloomy. She came by with some frozen pizza, but we nearly burned it because she ended up crying on Mum's bed. I didn't like it. I wanted someone to ask me questions about the Premier League so I wouldn't have to hear the snot rattling in her nose. When she'd finished, she said, "Oh, well, I needed that. There's nothing like a good cry." I hate crying. It makes my head feel swollen and my skin feel fizzy. My dad used to beg me not to cry if we had guests. He'd take me off into another room. And if the guests were other grandma and grandpa, he'd bash his hand against his forehead and say, "Please, Ollie, not now." He wanted me to stop the cries coming out of my mouth, but I never can. They just keep swelling up inside me, and they sting at the back of my throat. Sometimes I bite the bedclothes or the sleeve of my jumper, but it doesn't really help. Auntie Nessa didn't do any of that. She came downstairs and smiled at us, blowing her nose. She said we should dance on the beach for my dad's birthday and order big platters of cheese. She said, "Come on, Ruth, you know that's what he would have wanted. This is the man who had a party once just because he found two jars of olives at the back of the cupboard." So Mum got out her notebook and started writing down plans. I told her I didn't want cheese at the party. I don't like the smell. It's like wet shoes that have been left in a bag overnight. Mum said, "What would you like then?" But I didn't answer because I knew I'd get it wrong. Parties for dead people have to involve herons and things with special meanings that I don't understand. In the end, she asked everyone what sort of party they wanted and wrote it down in a list. It said, "Ollie, no cheese. Nessa, dancing on the beach. Other grandma and grandpa, meal in hotel, will pay. Angran, no party, too much fuss." When it was done, she laughed out loud. I asked her what was funny, and she said, "Oh God, Ollie, it's all so meaningful." Mum's always going on about things being meaningful. One day, just before the funeral, Auntie Nessa broke a cup when she was making coffee for Angran. The cup said, "World's best Mum" on it, and Mum said, "Well, if that's not meaningful." And then she stood in the corner, laughing for ages with Auntie Nessa. When Angran came in, they stopped. Auntie Nessa made her another cup of coffee in a mug that said, "Keep calm and carry on." I thought that one might be meaningful too, but no one laughed or commented, so I wasn't sure. I hate trying to work out special meanings. You can never be sure whether you've got them right or wrong. I looked at the list of party ideas and said, "How are they meaningful, Mum?" Mum said, "Well, they're like clues, aren't they? Each answer tells you something about what we're all like." I ran into my room then. I was itchy under my fingernails, and I had to grab at the edge of my mattress and press hard. My dad's puzzle will be like that. When I find the list of presents, I'll have to work out the special meaning for each one. I won't be able to do it on my own. It won't be like an acrostic or a word ladder where the answers are clear and neat. Mum came into my room and said, "Oh, Ollie, you look like you're going to cry. It's okay, you know, to let it all out." I took off my socks and threw them in her face. I never want to cry about my dad. I want to finish the puzzle. I want to get all the answers right and know for certain what it means to be alive. Then I'll never need to cry again.